You found Music Heads, presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for dropping by. This is a weekly chat where a couple of colleagues and I gather around and have a little fun discussing some of the new music we're playing on the station and to find out if it's working for us. I'm the host of the show, Bill DeVille, and it's been another great year of music. So for the next couple of weeks, we'll discuss some of our favorite songs of 2008. It's becoming a tradition here on Music Heads. So somebody pass the eggnog, let's get this thing started. It's my pleasure to welcome today's guests, Mark Wheat. Hi, Mark.
Good to be back here. Happy Eggnog Day.
Same to you. Mr. Steve Seal, guesting on today's show, our producer. Hi, Steve.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Mac Wilson is here, too. Hi, Mac.
What's up, Bill?
And David Safar. David, how are you?
Good. It's good to be here, Bill.
Good. Mark, why don't you go first today?
Uh-oh.
What's your favorite song of 2008?
I was going to say, did we set it up?
I believe we did.
Yeah. Favorite song of the year. Always tough for me, but I had to go with one from, obviously, the list that has been on the web of our favorite songs of the year for the last couple of weeks. And it's from a local band. It's Cloud Cults. Everybody Here Is a Cloud, from their Feel Good Ghosts. And I've been a fan of this band. Is it 8 or 9 albums now? I've been a fan
that many
almost
already?
Since the beginning. Yeah. It's been a long time. But it doesn't seem that long, because this year especially, I think they seem to capture the zeitgeist perfectly, like they were created for this year, because everyone's been talking about going green this year, and these guys have been doing it ever since they started, and they do it in a really productive, creative way, and they've made a success out of it, which is a beautiful thing to see. And this song kind of encapsulates their whole idea. If you think about just the title, Everybody Here Is a Cloud, if we all thought that way, if we thought we are literally part of the atmosphere, then everything else would flow in the direction that Cloud Cult think it should flow. In other words, be environmentally conscious and think about our future. Everybody here is a crowd. We all walk around with a million faces. Somebody turn the lights out. There's so much more to see in our darkest places. In our darkest places. In our darkest places. It's so tough to choose the best song on this record, you know, because the record is so amazing. It was on my top 10 of the year. I'm kind of torn between this one and The Story of the Grandson of Jesus, with that incredible lyricless chorus that happens, you know, at a couple of the climaxes in the song. It's so anthemic and everything. But this one, like you said, Mark, you know, has its lyrical content, which is just so perfect in encapsulating the band. And so I'm perfectly happy, along with you, for this one, the fact that you chose it, too.
And the song is totally the essence of the band, like you were mentioning, too, I think. Sure was amazing at Rock the Garden this past summertime, too, wasn't it?
I like to pick top tens and albums and songs to kind of encapsulate the year. And again, for the station and, you know, for someone who's lived in this community, to have that day that we had at the Walker Art Center and have them be one of the big successes was, again, that was just the cherry on the icing, on the cake of goodness. Everybody here is a crowd. We each walk around with a million faces. You came out of the crowd. From the million little pieces, have you found where your place is? Have you found where your place is?
You're listening to Music Heads from 89.3 The Current. We're talking about some of our favorite songs of 2008. How about you, Steve Seal?
Well, I really, really was very happy with a certain song by Jenny Lewis. They come to town when the war is over. Dirty boots in the middle of the night. Trolling the bars, hitting on the soldiers. Boys give it up without a fight, they say. Not to detract from Jenny's talents as an artist in her own right solely, but she truly is a great collaborator.
She is.
Be it with the Watson Twins, which was her first solo record. This one being more of a proper solo record than Robert Fourcault.
Though she does collaborate all over the
record. She does collaborate all over the record, though. And, you know, it's the guests who take these songs and really put them over the top, it seems to me. And truly nowhere more so than in this song. In fact, Carpetbaggers just might be one of the most awesome duets of the decade, never mind just the past year, as far as I'm concerned. So the song really starts off strong with this beautiful rock and straight ahead groove, and then it kicks in with this great vocal from Jenny. And then when the second voice comes in, it's just a revelation because it's Elvis Costello. Can't think of another duet vocal entrance in recent memory in a song that is not only just as awesome, but just perfect and natural when it comes along. And it's like, it fits so well, and it's just such a great performance from Elvis, too.
Yeah, you know, Rolling Stone did their list of the top 100 singers, whatever, of rock history. Elvis didn't make the list. How could that not be?
It's because he's still working, that's why.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
That says something about Rolling Stone, perhaps, maybe.
There is something about that song, though, that just sounds like a classic.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The way the duet's delivered, it's just like, it could be a classic country album or a classic, you know, R&B hit. It's just, there's something about the way he comes in that just, it just hits you.
And I remember you, David, saying when you guys first reviewed the record proper, that this is just like, one of Elvis's greatest vocal tracks ever.
It really is.
Never mind, just from a duet perspective, this is just like Elvis at his peak performance. Written and true's been tried. They'll take it all if the door's left open. Steal the nose right from under your eyes. I'm a carpetbagger, baby.
So would you consider Elvis Costello, his presence on this track, he's kind of carpetbagging, just kind of...
yeah, exactly.
Just kind of barges in, you know, a third of the way through the song and makes it his own.
I know, that's a perfect way to look at it.
Fits the lyrics perfectly.
Again, not to detract from Jenny Lewis, but this is, if we're talking about perfect songs and our favorite songs of the year, this was just when so many elements came together. A great song, a really crafty and clever lyric, and she sounds terrific, and then he sounds terrific, and it's just a keeper.
I've seen some reports that they used Elvis's band for the session, kind of by mistake. They were just in the right place at the right time. Let's do this now. And apparently Elvis had gotten to the point where he wasn't going to make another album. He didn't care.
That's what he said.
And just this experience apparently got him back into the studio to make Momofuku, which he made later in the year. So it kind of, not only is she kind of like a great collaborator, but she's obviously an inspiration to work with because she brought a great songwriter like that back into the studio.
This is Music Heads from 89.3 The Current. Mac Wilson, what's one of your favorite songs of 2008?
Well, I had to get all avant-garde on this one. The new release came out this year from Sun Kil Moon. It's called April.
More Modest Mouse covers, is it?
Came out on April 1st, and if you know one thing about Sun Kil Moon, he takes himself very, very seriously.
Indeed he does.
Very, very sparse songs based on repetitions of basically one guitar figure or chord over the course of a song, sometime for up to 10 minutes. So I chose the 10-minute track from the new album, April. It's called Tonight the Sky. There's just something about this track. Despite it being 10 minutes long, I replay it probably more than any other track that I've listened to this year. It's based around this amazing guitar figure. He actually plugs in, so it's an electric guitar figure, like something that Neil Young would have come up with. Just a great hook that carries through the entire song. And all of his songs are, you know, tales of lost love or what have you, and this one is no different. He lost this woman a long time ago because he left, and he knows that he gave up the greatest thing that he's ever had in his entire life. He runs into her again, and he says, yes, I know that I gave you up, and it was horrible. I'm an idiot for doing it, but you deserve all the wonderful things that happen to you in the future. And that's basically the essence of the song. But over this 10-minute duration, I just love it. It's beautiful. And then, you know, one of those songs where it takes 5.5 minutes to get to the bridge, and then you have this instrumental breakdown in there where it's just almost these dissonant guitar tones coming up, just creating this wall of almost white noise in his head. And then the main guitar lick comes back out of the fog again. Just an amazing moment. One of my favorite tracks of the year. I hear my sleeping
standing over me now. Tonight the sky will open for you.
David is a big Neil Young fan. Do you think that's an interesting comparison?
Of course, no one can compare to Neil Young. I'm sorry, I can never get to that point with any artist. But I think it shows, I admire that you're a true fan, Mac, because you picked the longest song. And Mark Kozlik, to me, yeah, it's 10 minutes long. To me, Mark Kozlik really does not need 10 minutes. I mean, maybe he does because he's so slow and everything's so, it takes so long for him to get the message out. But I actually liked the album a lot. And I think for true fans, a 10-minute song from Mark Kozlik, there you go. It's like true indulgence.
More of a good thing for a true fan, yeah. And I'm a huge fan, as you know. And the record April made it onto my actual top 10 list for the year. And so I think it's gorgeous. I know that record of all Modest Mouse covers that he did before this was...
That Ghost of the Great Highway was so great, and then to go into the Modest Mouse covers after that, it was just...
Which I loved, because I thought that he's such a freak, and he turns things into his own songs, whatever he does, but I know that alienated a lot of people.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, this is really something, and just like you implied, David, I guess if you're not into it, then this is probably overkill, but for fans of this kind of thing, man, it's... It's kind of like just eating the whole cake.
Yeah, it's like if you want to really know how tortured the guy is, here you go. Here's 10 minutes
exactly,
of
right.
his agony and misery.
Yeah, right. And somebody's got to go listen to some of those old Red House Painters albums, too. Those
right,
are
ooh, exactly.
Yeah.
This is Music Heads from 89.3 The Current. David, what's one of your favorite songs of 2008?
One of my favorite songs was You Can't Stop Us Now off of Nas's untitled album. Mm-hmm. The album was not, didn't even come close to making my top 10 list, but the song actually got me listening to hip-hop music again. It kind of represents what I love about hip-hop and what got me into hip-hop.
From Willie Lynch to Willie Hutch, right on, we superfly, made Gucci, Louis II, suits and ties, player trophies, pray to Goldie, picture wax museums full of black pimps and triple OGs, Aunt Jemima, historic, girls from long time ago, stagecoach with the horse kid, witch doctors, good old pickpockets, sip moonshine, so-called coonshines and darkies, I love y'all.
As everybody knows, the album created a lot of controversy over the name, the original name that Nas wanted to give to the album, and in the end it was untitled, and when all of the hype kind of just went away, the album, I didn't think it was very good. But this song in particular is like the perfect hip-hop song. It starts with a riff.
And a great sample.
Yeah.
It has a great
sample. Temptation song is amazing.
It has a great sample. It's a Message from a Black Man.
Yes.
Which was recorded by the Spinners and the Temptations during the Motown years. It starts out, it's one long verse, 1 minute. It's a chorus, one more long verse, then an extended chorus, and that's it. It's so simple. And it's just him rapping throughout the whole thing. It doesn't stop. I think on Music Heads, you guys said there's so much, it's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what got me into hip-hop music. When I first heard hip-hop, it gave me something to think about, and it kept my attention. And I think that's what this song did, so it totally inspired me.
The other night they show hate crimes, gave a blood time because he fought with his canine. Bestiality, humane society, go to China, see how they dine, see what they eat. Better yet, ask Petter, whoever, which animal makes sway. If not persuade, would you have survived the dark ages? Cannibal ways of the ancient Caucasians. Stay you like your steak tartare, Pinot Noir, David Starr on the chain of Sammy Davis.
The refreshing thing too about this song this year was, and I mean, even compared to the rest of the album, so much of the hip-hop that was not mainstream is trying to cross over, and so much of it sounds just like pop music now. To hear a song that's kind of stripped down and it's just a rap song was really refreshing, and I love the way that he reused something that, you know, it's been reused many times before. In fact, looking into the sample, I guess RZA of Wu-Tang actually used it this year on his own album.
Oh, wow.
So that sample is being used by a lot of people, and I think that's, I mean, that's one of my favorite things about hip-hop music, so...
You know, he made art more important than commerce on this album, too. He made the album he wanted to make, which I thought was, you know, love it or hate it. He really made an effort to make an important album here. Well, one of my favorite songs of 2008 came from Alejandro Escovedo and his album Real Animal, where he kind of takes a trip through his 30-plus years in music on this particular album, and he's had, well, quite a history. Every time I hear it from those initial guitar licks from the beginning of the song, and then when that violin takes off, and the whole song just has always been music to my ears, and it's just about a sweet thing about friendship and love, and the song just works for me on so many levels. One of the other cool things about this song is that he got to sing it with Bruce Springsteen in Houston.
That story is just amazing, Bill. I heard him on Sound Opinions where he was like an hour out of Houston. They gave him a call like, do you want to join us on stage tonight and play it? They ran through it once in the dressing room, and then he went out and played it for 18,000 people.
Man.
Just an amazing story.
And the neat thing about this album, too, is Alejandro is 57 years of age. He's the same age as Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. And this album was the highest charting work of his illustrious career. And I just think that's so cool that and he's been through a lot. He's been sick. He almost died. And seems like he's at the top of his game. And we should throw out some props to Chuck Prophet, too, who co-wrote all the songs in this album. And you can just hear Chuck when you hear the uh-oh, uh-ohs in the song. And it's just
exactly. It's so
Chuck. And it's just a magnificent song. If you like the craft of songwriting, it's not really a breakthrough. I mean, it's a pop song. Oh. But it's so classic, and if you just like the art of the song, this song is it for me.
At the risk of you know, saying something cliche, it is very life affirming though. It's almost something you can imagine just becoming his sort of signature tune even.
Yeah.
And I think some of us aging punks now will actually be relieved that some of the musicians that came up in that period have gotten to the point where, as you say, he's 57 and he's having the best year of his life, hopefully, you know, in sales. And Chuck Prophet the same way, that guys who came up through that explosion of creativity have actually managed to make a living out of being songwriters in actually a different style, because it was really hard for those guys to come up in the punk era, you know, and always be considered punks. How are you going to do that? You know, that hadn't been done before. So these two guys are good examples of how that's worked, and I hope it's risen Chuck Prophet's visibility a little, too, because I think he's highly
Chuck
underrated.
Chuck Prophet is a master song craftsman, too. I mean, he works with a lot of different people, like Dan Penn.
Must be another good collaborator, because he's been collaborating all his career, too. And that was one of the themes for the year for me, was actually a lot of veterans, for want of a better word, coming back and making great
Billy
albums.
And Nick Cave.
Billy Bragg, Nick Cave was on my top 10. And even Carbon Silicon, you know, again, going back down to Austin, Texas, Porter's Head, getting on in a lot of year-end reviews and stuff like that. So that was really good to see about this year as well.
It's now time for the portion of the show where we invite you to get involved. Help us pick our top 89 of 2008. Voting is already underway at thecurrent.org. And we'd like you to tell us your favorite songs of 2008. Tell us online. Go to thecurrent.org, look for Music Heads, then follow the links to join the discussion. In this episode, Mark brought in Cloud Cult, and everybody here is a Cloud, Steve Seal, Jenny Lewis, and Elvis Costello together on the song Carpetbaggers, Mac Wilson, Sunkill Moon, and Tonight the Sky. David Safar, Nas, and You Can't Stop Us Now, and I chose Alejandro Escovedo, and Always a Friend. Want to thank you fellas for joining me today from Music Heads.
Happy holidays,
yeah,
Bill.
Happy
it was
holidays.
Great.
Thanks for having me. Right here in music.
Same to y'all. That's a wrap. It's been Music Heads. Thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to the podcast of the show by clicking on Music Heads when you go to thecurrent.org. The program is produced by Steve Seal. Michael Wells is the podcast production coordinator, and Julia Schrenkler manages the show's online discussion, which we want you to be a part of. Go to thecurrent.org and look for Music Heads, then follow the links to join the discussion. I'm Bill DeVille from 89.3 The Current, part of Minnesota Public Radio. Music Heads, is it working for you?